Dick, a couple of things come to mind. One is that I am convinced that if God wants to move you somewhere, and it is within his will, he will make it perfectly clear. And I came away with that awareness of God, that he's a big enough God, and many times we may get so set and entrenched and enjoying our lives or whatever, but if he wants to move you, I just trust me, he can move you. You know, if you're willing, and of course I believe in that, could be a battle of will. And it came interesting. There was a day for Carla who kind of a little bit dragged behind me in this, but yet said, you know, I'll do whatever God has for us. But there was a day that Carla said to me, Jeff, I'm getting scared now that if we do not obey and go, that we're going to affect and hurt the people back at Mesa Red Mountain Christian Center. And that way, and in our family, which very both of our families are there, about 30 family members were in the Phoenix area at that time. So that was a very pivotal statement for my wife to make to me. And it was with a broken heart, both of us. It was with a broken heart because we really did not want this. And again, nothing wrong with this end of things. It was just, we so loved where we were that was a very pivotal statement, because it was true. If this is what God has for us, even when we don't understand it, and it's still a little bit in a fog, but my, he has shined his light through it quite clearly, mm-hmm. then certainly we would not want to hurt anyone on that end. And that's all within his mystery of his will. One morning in prayer, I began to read so many times that I realized, wow, I've memorized, just by reading it so many times, the doxology of Romans chapter 11, where Paul ends that chapter. And I have hung on to that. Oh, the depths of the riches and the wisdom and the knowledge of God, how unsearchable are his judgments and his paths beyond tracing out. Who has ever given to God that God should repay him? Who has ever known the mind of the Lord or been his counselor? For from him and through him and to him are all things. To him be the glory forever. Amen. That doxology to me, I worshiped God in the past. I still do right now with that, because this is all within the mystery of his will. We've obeyed and we've followed that. And there may be another turn. I don't know. But, you know, it's taken some time, but yet we are firmly planted here and in his will, and God has blessed and been so faithful and all, but it was quite a journey.